From our first day here, we have been fixed on the task of improving Indiana's rate of collecting child support. Just almost exactly 50% of the dollars 4 years ago were being collected, and the other 50% were not. We've moved that up to about 57% now, which isn't nearly good enough. The national average is 61, but we're gaining on it rapidly. And the upside potential here is so important. With over $700 million under current order at any one time, every 1% improvement is $7 million directly to the homes of children, homes where those dollars are desperately needed. So I'm really grateful to all the folks who have worked on the progress to date, and especially to these offices for this latest new initiative, which has worked well in other states. And we are saying to those who are not doing their duty by their children, the duty that a court ordered them to do, please come and get started. And we don't want to take anybody's license, hunting, fishing, or driving. But if you won't do your duty, then certain privileges that the state confers ought not be yours until you start doing your duty. And we believe this will make a very positive effect. I hope personally we never have to suspend or remove a single license. But I hope that people who right now are shirking a legal and certainly a moral duty to their kids will think harder about it, come on in and to these offices, and then eventually all 92, and start getting right. No, it worked, and we'll get you a little more detail. We didn't want to drown you in facts, but yeah.
Generally speaking, then, what's the theory behind this? This isn't garnishing wages, which actually fit for monetary incentive. How much of an incentive do you expect this to be to get people to pay up?
Well, let me ask some of the experts. Steve, do you want to speak to this or others?
I could, Governor. Thank you. We had discussions before you all got in here, and I think the feeling was that, particularly with regard to hunting and fishing licenses, there's just a feeling among many of the people who are not paying support at a certain level that that's their right, and they like going hunting and fishing, and this will actually affect them. With driver's licenses, I think our present sampling that we're doing, many people already do not have licenses, but I do think as we move along in these projects throughout the state, other people will have licenses and will hit them hard. I do think the word will get out, as the governor said, with respect to the electronic gaming machines. People will come into compliance simply because they want to keep their licenses. Hopefully we'll not have to take action against those people, that they'll voluntarily appear and make at least start making their payments. We don't expect them to pay off their total arrearages all at once, but hopefully this will bring them in the line and make them see that we're really serious about this, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure they support their children.
Thank you.
Will this have unintended consequences in some cases? If someone loses their driver's license, they may then lose their job and not be able to make child support payments?
They need to think about it then, don't they? They need to start paying something. If they have a job, they could be paying something. If they have a job to lose. I just don't think we can sit idly by while people duck a legal responsibility and a moral responsibility. And I know these prosecutors and their offices will be very flexible with folks. They understand that maybe some folks will only be able to begin making payments. But again, every dollar goes right where it's needed most, into the home where children live and some single parent is struggling to take care of them. An excellent question. I think we had all the authority we needed, right?
Yeah, we suspended 1,100 licenses last year.
Come on, Ron.
We suspended 1,100 driver's licenses last year, partnering with Department of Child Services and the courts. I think this is just a more proactive, stepped-up effort to do so.
How will this be more proactive, or will it be more aggressive, or will it be more?
Yeah. Well, starting today, we invited you here because we're spreading the word, giving folks lots of notice, and there will be written notices at 60 days, I think again at 30. Every effort to give people a chance to avoid this penalty, these suspensions, and to begin doing something as much as they can do instead of zero. Steve mentioned, and I think it's a promising precedent. We gave the tavern industry of the state about the same amount of time, said there was going to be a new enforcement, new gaming police force looking for illegal machines, and thousands of them came out voluntarily. There weren't too many to find when the new policeman went out. So we hope it'll operate like that. I think we had that too.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on.
The administrative authority has been there for a while. The difference has been that Department of Natural Resources has recently become automated. So the authority was there, but it was very difficult practically to match their records.
No, and that was very important. As the governor said, it's not going to be automatic. These cases will be reviewed at the state level, referred to local prosecutors. If someone is truly unable to pay, they're in prison or for some other reason, cannot make payments, then the prosecutor will individually consider whether or not they ought to pursue license suspension. But if they have the ability to pay and they've not been doing so, then prosecutors will take action. There will be individual review in each county. What has happened now with the governor's initiative, it's more focused, and we're working together with the BMV and Department of Child Services and Department of Natural Resources in a focused effort where the state is reviewing cases where there's a certain amount of arrearage. We have sample letters, draft letters going out from the governor's office and Child Support Bureau indicating this is our new initiative, having this press conference, letting everyone know that this is going on.
So the authority was there, but it hadn't been used at all. Now it's been used a little, but now we're going to get very aggressive about it. And we do have new tools, as Director Carter was pointing out to the group earlier. Now it is possible, just as at a traffic stop, it is now possible for his conservation officers to check a hunting license against the child support arrearage list remotely. I want to say one other thing in praise of our prosecutors who have a very hard job and so many areas to look after, including the most violent of crimes. And it is a very difficult burden that they carry to also try to collect the money owed to single parents. And I think they do a heroic job of it with the limited resources, the difficulties of tracing people, let alone reaching them across county lines or even state lines, is a very big hurdle here. And so we're simply trying to bring new tools to the table and a whole new attitude that might make their job a little easier.
Governor, in your state of the West last January, you had unveiled a proposal to more expeditiously try to resolve some of these child support disputes.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe that legislation passed in the end. Are you going to bring back that?
Yeah. Yeah, and it didn't pass, or if it did, it was in very watered-down form, I don't recall. But, again, any tool here, I just want to try to keep people focused on the opportunity. Millions of dollars directly to very needy families for the support of children from every single percentage point of improvement. So, as I just described, a tough situation for prosecutors who have so many priorities to juggle. So any tool that improves our likelihood of better compliance is real important to us.
Will people be prevented from getting hunting and fishing license or driver's license? Will there be like a list that?
That's a great question.
That they have to check against.
Yeah.
Yes, we will be able to electronically.
So how do you end up on the list? Is that a thing again where the prosecutor has to pursue that?
Right, it starts there.
Same for you, Ron. It'll come up if somebody's on the arrearages list or not in compliance. It'll, yeah. Thank you, Leslie. Would anybody like to announce you're not committed?
What was the question?
Are you and your seven colleagues, if all the counties are represented, are all of you committed to actually going after this hard and full extent?
Well, we're all committed to enforcing child support obligations. Most of us have been doing this for a long time and plan to continue to do it. And what we recognize is each tool is... what works for one person may not work for the next person. So the more tools we have, the better able we are to get a good response out of that individual. The one person may really care about his hunting license and may not care about his driver's license, or vice versa. So that's what we've found. So anything that we get just makes our job a little easier. I can only speak for Allen County on that, but based on past record, I believe that all the counties represented will do that, and I know Allen County will.
Carl, Bernie, you want to say a word about this or any other questions?
Eric, we've got about 1,600 of these cases in Marion County, and these are cases that, you know, partly we've been able to do a license suspension or some other type of enforcement. So just like others have said, it's just another quiver or another arrow in our quiver that we can use to lean on these folks. And, you know, again, when we talk about child support, some folks think that, you know, it's a bit draconian in terms of the enforcement. But you have to keep in mind that in order for somebody to go to jail for failure to pay child support, it has to be a willful failure to pay without the ability to pay. And there are so many people out there who are have an underground economy. They get paid in cash. They deliberately try and duck their moral and legal responsibilities. And so we, as government officials, are going to do everything we can do to track these folks down and not only take away their licenses, but put them in jail if absolutely necessary.
Carl, of the 1,600 you talked about cases in Marion County, how many do you think are going to end up losing a driver's license or a hunting or fishing license under this program?
The 1,600 are just hunting and fishing.
Well, I see. You were saying there were 1,600 people who meet these criteria,
yes,
and have hunting and fishing licenses.
All 1,600, if they don't step up and meet those obligations. If you've got time to hunt and fish, then obviously you have time to meet those financial obligations.
Carl, up to this point, what proportion of your non-support cases would you estimate has the prosecutor's office already gone in and sought to suspend driver's licenses?
About a third. A greater percentage of license suspensions, whether it be driving or hunting or fishing? Yes. Yes.
Can you elaborate on what you need to show before you can put someone in jail for non-payment?
Sure. You have to have the ability to pay, the provability to pay, and then willful non-payment. For instance, if someone is incarcerated and they can't obviously meet their child support obligations, we're not going to go out and harass them. But if somebody is getting paid cash and moving around a lot and not paying, then as a very last resort, we can put them in the jail, and then the judge will order what's called a purge bond. And so the person has to come up with X number of dollars to be released. And there are all kinds of other programs, like, you know, we actually try and find non-custodial parents, you know, dads, jobs, and get them hooked up with, you know, the right agencies so that they can be helped, because we obviously the goal is to have them pay.
Lake County is very similar to Marion County. We probably have about 1,500 or so. You know, I've always viewed the failure to pay child support as child abuse, so we take it very seriously. At the same time, we're very passionate on one side, we're very passionate and thoughtful on the other side in terms of the inability to pay. Up in Lake County, we have a lot of people who economically don't have the ability to honestly pay in some cases. And we look through those, and we have good people in our office who really give that second look at those kind of cases. But the ones who truly have the ability to pay and don't pay, in my opinion, need to go to jail. And there was one question about, consequences. I mean, if you don't pay child support, we don't worry about your job because you're not paying anyway. And we get those all the time in court saying, you know, judge, I can't lose my license, or I don't want to go to jail for 60 days because then I can't pay child support. Well, you know, when we have a murderer, they make those kind of arguments too, a rapist or a drug dealer. They make those kind of arguments. I got obligations out there, judge, give me probation. So we don't look to that. So I'm very encouraged by what we're talking about here today. It's one of the reasons I drove down to be at this press conference. Any tool that we can utilize to emphasize to individuals that child support is a necessity for these families, and if you don't pay, you need to go to jail.
Governor, when will this be expanded to other counties, and why not have it expanded right away?
Well, my answer is the one I always give, fast as possible, and as fast as Cynthia can make that happen. Made sense to flight test, as we often do, a brand new program. And here I would point out that it's been tested not in just a small number or a very small counties, but collectively the population of the counties where it's now been dry run is probably a significant majority of the state. So it'll be statewide real quick.
Yes, there will be, and that is one of the reasons we set in place a procedure where we get the referrals of the cases. But there will be the individual responsibility in each county to review the case to see whether or not it's appropriate for suspension of the licenses.
And if the individual can demonstrate that they aren't being paid after some discrepancy,
we won't go after their license, guarantee it.
Okay, anything else? Thank you all very much.